IQ, The Brilliant Idea That Failed, by Stephen Murdoch. Chapter 1, The Problem with Testing. When Tim was just 3 years old, his mother, Janet, knew he was going to have problems getting into one of the elite private schools in Washington, D.C. Tim's father had gone to one of the best and was eager for his son to go there, too. But the competition among the children of Washington politicians, scientists, lawyers, and business families was fierce. Janet worried most about the IQ test Tim would have to take to get into kindergarten. "There's something about testing three-year-olds that makes you feel dirty being involved," said Janet, an easygoing, pretty woman in her late 30s. Worse than feeling dirty, Janet got an inkling early that Tim was a bad test-taker. When she took him to an independent school consultant, an expert who would guide Tim's family through the complicated process of applying to private schools, she found her idea. Such consultants charge thousands of dollars, promising to evaluate the tiny candidates and explain the differences in philosophies among the schools.